Mama, welcome to the One Income Family Podcast. Is decision-making difficult for you, especially the financial ones that are big dollar amounts? Do they bring you stress and interrupted sleep because you don't know what you need to do? That is exactly what we are going to be going over today. It's time to take back your sleepless nights. It's time to release the stress and use these six steps to decision-making that allow you to make difficult decisions in peace, knowing that you are doing the right thing. So go pop in them headphones, grab a cup of coffee or tea, take a breath, and let's find you some stress relief. Hey friend, welcome to the One Income Family Podcast. Do you live primarily on your husband's income and find it hard to save or get out of debt? Are you constantly searching for ways to cut costs, live frugally, and do things on a budget? Do you have big dreams only to be stopped by overspending and loosely following your budget? Hey, I'm Molly, and I too have struggled with living and growing a family on one income. But through trial and error and a lot of help from God, my family and I have learned how to live abundantly on less. This podcast will bring you a Christ-centered, simple, and frugal lifestyle, along with how to budget so you can follow it, and time management tips that will transform your budget and your home. So go restart that laundry, grab your Bible, and let's get budgeting. So you want to live abundantly. You want to thrive on one income. You want to stop feeling like you've had to sacrifice everything to become a stay-at-home mama, but you don't know where to start. You obviously know how to budget, or you would never have become a stay-at-home mom, am I right? You're already cutting costs, so I mean, what else is there to do? Bring in more income? Go back to work? Heck no, that is not the answer, mama. I want you to know that you are not alone. I thought the same thing. I thought the only way to ease our financial troubles was if I found a way to make money at home. I put so much time and energy into it and nothing happened. What I learned was that I enjoyed working. I mean, yeah, I enjoyed having that time by myself and having a little bit of something for me. But most importantly, what I learned along the way was how to create a budget that I could easily stick to, and it changed our finances forever. I now can go to the store without worrying if I'm going to spend so much I can't pay my bills. I can pay my bills without worrying if I'm going to have anything left to feed my family with. And it has brought me so much peace. If this sounds like something you would like to learn more about and potentially create for you and your family, all you have to do is hop on a free clarity call with me. You can go to calendly.com/Molly Bunnell. That's calendly.com/Molly with a Y, B as in boy, E-N-E-L-L, and book your free call today. Alrighty. Okay. So financial decisions, they are such a blast, right? No, they are so stressful, and I really do not enjoy sitting down and having to make especially those large financial decisions, because it just brings on all the stress, all this worry, all this unnecessary stuff that I'm just like, well, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to get through this? And I know what you're going through, because I have made those decisions myself. I've taken a course for this business that I'm trying to build, and it was more than I thought it should be, but I ended up taking it, and it has made this podcast so much better for you guys and has changed so much for me. But there were sacrifices that I had to make financially in order to take that course, right? I've bought houses, I've bought cars, I've had to make the hard decision on what we should focus on, like whether we needed to fix a car or fix the house. And then, you know, what were we having to sacrifice in order to do that? I've had to put plans on hold because we decided that something else was a priority at the moment. And those decisions are so hard to make. I mean, what do you do? Do you do the thing that you enjoy most, or do you do the practical thing and fix whatever's broken, right? So how can we make this decision making less stressful and less painful. And that's what I'm about to take you through are my six steps that I have created for you that I do when I sit down and make these large decisions. I can't say I'm perfect and that I do it every single time, but I know that when I think about it this way, it makes the decision so much easier and more peaceful, and that I can go through it without the stress and those sleepless nights, right? Okay, so the first thing that I'm gonna tell you, and I'm 100% positive that you will guess what it is, but that's to pray. The first thing I'm gonna tell you to do is pray. Because when you sit down and you pray before you actually jump into the decision making or the thinking and stuff, you then put God at the forefront of your brain. You allow him into what it is that you're doing instead of just saying, well, yeah, God's going to talk to me whenever, right? But if you aren't prepared to listen to him, if you're not preparing yourself to hear what it is that he has to say, then it may be something that he's saying to you, but it's just like right there on the back of your thoughts, and your thoughts are like taking over your whole brain, and that little bit that he is saying isn't able to push its way through because you are thinking about you. You are thinking about the things that you want, and you are being, well, essentially selfish, right? That's what happens when we sit down and we think all the time. It's mostly about our wants and our needs, and it's about me, 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 right? And that's not a bad thing. I'm not saying that I have anything against that because I'm the same way. However, what I'm trying to get at is when you sit down and you pray and you allow God to be at the forefront of your brain, it just really opens you up to be able to hear the things that he has to say to you while you're trying to make these decisions. It allows you to easily be able to follow his footsteps and allow him to guide you down the path that he has planned for you instead of taking 50,000 wrong turns, right? So that is why I really say that you should focus on praying first. And I'm not just talking about praying like, oh Lord, give me what I want kind of thing. That does come later on. I will give a little foreshadowing there. But this is just to prepare your heart to know that he is there with you and to really just bring him to the forefront of your brain and allow him to go through this journey with you as you're making this decision. So step number two, I'm going to start getting into the questions, like things that you need to think about when you're making these decisions. And the first question that I have is, what is the motivation behind your decision? So why are you wanting whatever it is that you're wanting to buy? For instance, I just recently bought a car. Now, when I sat down to think about it, why did I want this car? Well, I wanted this car because I was tired of a vehicle constantly breaking down or constantly having to get a new one because the old one died on me. Because I'm the kind of person who, when it comes to vehicles, I like to not have a loan on them, right? So I would constantly buy like the $5,000 vehicles, maybe get up to $10,000 if I was able to. And so that meant that there were a lot of miles on them, right? And I was constantly breaking down, constantly having to fix things. And I'm like, okay, we are in a financial position that we can handle a car loan, right? So I sat down and I'm like, this will make it easier on us because we will have a backup vehicle if one of the other ones does completely die on us, right? We will have a vehicle that we will be able to travel with and not have to worry about whether it's going to make it down the road. It'll be able to make it further than our going to Walmart trip, which is about a 30-mile drive, you know, 45 minutes. And so we like to travel, so we wanted to be able to do that. Then we also thought that it would be a good vehicle to have when we decide to have our third child. There would be enough seating for them, right? With car seats and everything like that. Having three car seats in the back of a small car doesn't really work. Plus, where we live, we kind of need four-wheel drive, so we need a bigger vehicle, right? And we do have a pickup. However, the pickup, it's going to be difficult for storage. And yes, the we can put the stuff in the box of the pickup. But then if it's raining and stuff like that, you have to worry about like tarping it or having a tunnel cover, which even the tunnel cover can let that water in, right? So what was my motivation behind that decision? Those were all the things that I was constantly thinking about. And I really wanted something that had low enough miles that I didn't have to worry about it gonna break down by next year, right? So that was my motivation. That's why I was thinking about it. I wasn't thinking about like, sometimes when you go to make a decision, it's like, oh my gosh, I have all this money and it's burning a hole in my pocket. Now I have to buy something to be able to not have that money. And that's what I call lifestyle creep, is when you have all this money burning a hole in your pocket, then you go out and you buy more things that keep you from living a life that is less stressful, right? So that is what I really want you to think about when you sit down and think about the motivation. Is it lifestyle creep? Are you struggling with comparison? Are you wanting to buy it because somebody else is buying it? Is it a want? Is it a need? You know, those are the things that you really need to think about when you go to make these financial decisions. And I'm sure you probably are, but take it a little bit deeper. Is it a selfish reason? Is it a true reason? Is it something that you actually need? Or is it something you can save up for, right? Okay, so then the next question, which is step number three, that I really want you to think about and dive deep into, is what is the effect on your family? If you do buy this thing, is it going to affect your family in a positive way? Or is it going to affect your family in a negative way? For instance, the car, it is going to help our family, right? But also when you think about it financially, it could be a little bit of a struggle because we have a plan where we are going to get it paid off in like 18 months to 2 years. And so that means that we are going to be living a little bit harsher. That's not really the right way of saying it, but we're going to be living tighter with our finances so that we can get this loan paid off quicker and not have that debt eating at us and worrying about whether or not we have the money to go and do the fun things that we want to do, right? So like, what is the effect that this decision is going to make on your family? Does it meet your family values? Like, what is it that you are doing? Is it something that your whole family is going to enjoy? Is it something that your whole family like agrees on? Or does it go against your family values, right? So think about that when you go to make that decision. So then point number four, do you have the income? Pretty simple and straightforward, right? Can you put it into your budget? Can you save up for it? Can you get it right now, or do you have to be okay with that delayed gratification and waiting for it? Do you have the patience to save up for it and wait to get it when you have the money for it, right? Or do you just want to buy it right then and there on a credit card? And is that going to be the best thing to do? Should you use a credit card? My opinion, no. I don't think you should use a credit card because it's just a way of feeding that instant gratification, and then you find yourself living above your means and in that lifestyle creep, and then you just can't get out of it. You're in a really bad financial situation. Credit cards are just like a gateway to that financial struggle. And if you're really good at managing your credit cards, then you do you and you stick with it. But I will never tell you to get a credit card because I do not believe that they are something that is going to keep you out of financial debt, but rather put you further and further into it to where you can't find your way out. And so, do you have the income? Do you have the finances? Do you have the means of getting that thing now? Or do you need to save up for it and wait for it later? Now, there are times that God is going to give you the green light, even if you don't have the money in your actual physical account. He is still going to provide for that and get it for you in a means that, you know, only He can do. So yes, there are those times, but when you go to sit down, I want you to really think about what it is that you can do, what you can handle. And then if it's a no in your book, but it's a yes in His book, He will give you the means for it and He will provide for it, right? Okay, so then step number five is again, pray to God. If this is truly something you desire and you don't have the income for it, pray to him and ask like a child, boldly ask for it, like plain as day. Just say, Lord, I want this. If this is something that I should want, you know, make it a desire that stays on my heart. But if it's not something that you want for me, please guide me to not have this desire on my heart. Put your desire on my heart so that what it is that I get and what it is that we do for our family is something that's going to make us be able to really just further our finances and put us in a good financial situation and not into a financial burden, because that is not a place that we want to be. And Lord, if this is something that you want for us, you know, give us the means, give us the finances, guide us down the right path. Let us know if it's a priority, if it's not a priority. You know, those are the things that you should be asking after you've made all these decisions yourself, which it's not 100% yourself because you've already prayed at the beginning, right? Like you've allowed God into that part of the decision making. And now you're just saying, so this is what I've figured out. This is what I've done. You're like bringing your case to the Lord, right? You're saying all the things, all the motivation behind. You're telling him whether it's a true motivation. You're telling him whether it's going to be a good thing for your family or not. And then you're going to tell him if you do or don't have the finances, and just really tell him what's going on, what's on your heart, and just lay it at the feet of God and allow him to guide your steps from there. And then you can either make a plan with him on how you're going to move forward. If it's a yes, you're going to figure out what your first step is. You're going to figure out which direction you need to go, whether you need to save for it, whether it's something you can get right now. Those are all the things that will come out of this prayer with the Lord. It may take a little time. It may, you know, be something that you can get right away. One rule of thumb that I like to do is wait at least 24 hours. I know when it comes to like these really big decisions, sometimes it can be weeks or months, right? But at least wait 24 hours so that you can really sit and mull over whether this is something you should do or not, and whether it's something that God desires for you to do, right? And then step number six, you either do it or you don't do it, right? It's as plain as simple as that. And so this decision-making process that I go through really helps me, you know, keep Lord and keep God in the middle of it and make true decisions that aren't just selfish wants that I want, right? Now, I'm not going to say that I'm perfect and I don't go out and buy things that I want myself, but I make a special account for those things, right? So then it doesn't affect my entire family. However, some really big decisions like buying a house or buying a car and having to take on that loan may take away some of that extra income that you had for your fund money, right? So what is that going to impact you? How will that impact you? Those are the things that you need to be thinking on, and you need to think about every single aspect. So when it comes to like buying a house, you need to make sure that you can pay for the utilities. You need to make sure that you can pay the mortgage. You need to make sure that you can pay the interest, which is usually part of the mortgage, right, in your escrow. But afterwards, then you need to make sure that after that loan's paid off, that you can still keep that up, and the taxes. And then you have to make sure that you can pay for like your heating and cooling and all the stuff that comes with it. With your car, you have to make sure that you can register it every single year and get new tags. You have to make sure that you can pay the gas. You know, if you're getting a bigger vehicle, you're going from a car to a SUV, you have to make sure that you can handle that uptick in how much it's going to cost per gas tank. Those are things, or interest, or insurance, that's the word I'm looking for. Make sure that you can handle the insurance. There is so many pieces inside of this that's going to dictate how big your loan can be. That's going to dictate whether or not you are able financially to make these decisions or not, and whether, you know, you should be going a different direction. And so that's what I really want you to sit down and think about. Pull every little piece out that's going to affect you financially and make your decision based on all of that stuff. This is all right on the forefront of my brain because, like I said, I just did that with my car. And so At first, we were thinking that we could handle a higher payment. And then I remembered, oh yeah, I've got insurance. I've got registration I got to be able to save up for throughout the year. And then the amount had to go down because of that. And that's okay. But we were still able to get a vehicle that could fit our needs, right? And so that's why I really think it's important to think about all these questions, to bring God into the middle of it so that you're not doing it yourself and that He is reminding you of all these things. And it's not just you trying to do it yourself. Because when you try to do it yourself, you forget things. We're human. That's what happens. That's life, right? And so when you do it with someone else and when you do it with God, partnering with Him, then you know that you're going to be able to cover every single aspect of the decision. Okay, so I will go through these again. The first thing, the first step is to pray, to prepare your heart for God to speak. The second thing is to ask yourself what the motivation is behind this financial decision. The third thing is to ask what this financial decision is going to do to your family. How is it going to affect your family? Step number four, do you have the income? Step number five, pray to God again and boldly ask Him like a child in childlike faith if this is something that you should do, and to either write it on your heart or to write His desires on your heart so that it either continues to be a desire or that desire fades away. That's why I say give it at least 24 hours. And then step number six is either do it or don't do it. Make that plan, figure out the first step, figure out your direction and go for it, or let it go, walk away, no matter how hard it may be, and move on, right? That's the hard things about being an adult and making these decisions. It's not always easy, but you can have a simple plan of action that can get you to that decision a lot less stressful and in peace rather than worry. So I hope that this episode has blessed you. I hope that it has opened your eyes to a way of making decisions that are a little bit easier and less stressful. And I want you to know that you don't have to do this alone, because making financial decisions can be really difficult. And I want you to know that this is something that I can help you with. This is something that doesn't have to be a burden anymore. I don't just help you set up your budget, but more importantly, I walk with you through your journey of learning how to manage your money in a way that allows you to focus on your family and bring joy to your home instead of the stress and overwhelm that comes with having money. I want to walk with you in your decision-making process and help you create systems and routines that make these things second nature and simple for you to do. I said simple, not easy, right? So if you have a financial decision that you are struggling with, I want you to go grab a free clarity call with me and let's walk through your struggle together so that you can find some financial peace in this storm. Go to calendly.com/Molly Bennell. That's calendly.com/Molly B as in boy, Ennell, and book your free call today. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode and I pray that it inspired you into action. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with that friend who also lives on one income and wants to learn how to live abundantly on less? Also, please leave a quick review for the show. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you, and it helps get the show out there to other mamas in need. All right, well, it's time to go play with the babies, so I will meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Peace and chicken grease, mama.